A court case out of Louisiana temporarily halted Montanans' ability to get abortion medications by mail. The U.S. Supreme Court temporarily halted that decision. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports a ruling by the high court against mailing medication would impact rural women the most.
Louisiana is suing the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, arguing the availability of abortion medications by mail infringes on its near-total ban on abortion. The ruling stopped doctors and pharmacies nationwide from mailing mifepristone, part of a two-drug combination used in medication abortions. The U.S. Supreme Court is temporarily blocking that decision. Planned Parenthood of Montana CEO Martha Fuller says medications are used in roughly 85% of abortions overseen by her providers. She adds most women in the state would have to drive 90 miles or more if they were forced to come into a clinic.
You're talking about people who may have other children. They might have jobs they can't get time off from. They may have to figure out transportation. And for some folks coming overnight, a place to stay.
Fuller says patients could still receive misoprostol in the mail, the other drug used in medication abortions. That drug, when used alone, is effective, but patients can experience more nausea, vomiting, and other side effects. The Supreme Court's temporary pause on the decision in the Louisiana case lasts until May 12th. In Columbia Falls, I'm Aaron Bolton.